Hi, Quality Overhead Door.
Yes, can I help you?
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Rusty. I'm calling to speak to the person who handles the online listing for Quality Overhead. It's usually the owner of the business. Is that you by chance?
What are you looking for?
Yeah, I'm looking to the person who handles the online listing for Quality Overhead Tour. Am I speaking with the owner?
That'll be me.
Oh, great.
How can I help you?
Thank you. I'm with Local Splash, and what prompted my call to you is we are a data service provider to Google and Facebook, and we wanted to speak with you about listing Quality Overhead Tour on the first
page. I don't need any help in that. I really don't need any help with that. I already have a Google thing going. It's being modified. I do not care about Facebook. That's a platform that kissed my rear. And I'm already in the going into Yahoo, so I'm all set. Could you take me off your list?
Oh, that's okay. Well, I would like to know for a reference. How's your experience so far with those type of advertising that you're using?
Doing pretty good, because when most people, go in there, they don't use Yellow Pages anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So what they'll do is, get me a door company. Somebody will Google or Yelp one up, and here I get a call.
Oh, right. I gotcha. Well, sir, if we can actually provide you a better service at a lower price, I'm sure that is something that...
Sir, I hate to break it to you, but those don't cost me anything. So how are you going to give me a lower price?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Yelp, I'm on Google. How am I going to get a lower price?
So Wait. You don't pay for those advertisements?
No. I registered my company on there. I keep it up. I don't get charged.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering how you can save me money.
Well, I understand. Well, are you aware on the local map section on the first page of Google?
I always bring it up. All I have to do is go in there and have a customer give us a reply. I go in and add stuff, and it puts me at the very top. If I leave it alone, it'll put me back down. Where it is on that page is whatever I decide to do. If I get lazy, I go down. If I stay on top of it, it stays at the top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, I understand. And actually, the reason why I asked you that is we actually provide a service that places companies...
I heard about you guys. I've been warned by everybody in the business. You guys are going to come here, guarantee me it's placed at the top. I'm going to pay you so much money. And
yeah.
That's how I learned to do what I do, is because I could do the same things you guys do for free. You guys just get up there and keep doing stuff and put me on top. And I said, wherever I put it or wherever it is because that's if I got lazy.
Well,
but
actually, see,
you're offering something that's free unless you want to deal with lazy people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand.
Right now, I'm just too busy. So I'll get up there. I have about more pictures to add to it. I'll have a bunch of people want it put on it. And I'll be back up at the top. In fact, larger companies get upset because I'm usually the first one I call.
Right. That's right. Well, what about, sir? Here's the thing. I'll give my last shots with you. What if, placing your business on the top with an exclusive listing? Most especially in the area that you're covering. Because the reason why we're contacting Quality Overhead Tour Corporation today is because we just had a position open up within our company for your category. So we are speaking with everyone in the area, in Garden City area, looking for just one. So once we find them, we
can... Well, good luck. Garden City is only a little bitty town. So if you're contacting everybody in Garden City about that, good luck. It's not very big. We're a suburb out of Detroit.
Well, that's okay. We can actually, further widen your reach for the online listing on the first page.
Well, here's one thing I've done. Only thing I've had to pay for any kind of advertising is I partnered up with my suppliers, who are much more major suppliers in the game as far as where I get my product from.
Mm-hmm.
I gave them a couple $100. Boom, I'm shot everywhere. My other place where I get my doors from, it's the second largest door manufacturer in North America. I shoot them some money. I'm on nerves, boom. Anybody calls and looks, I'm shot right up there. I don't see if there's anything more you guys can do for me.
Well,
I mean, other than, you know, run a radio or TV or those stupid commercials come on YouTube, I can't see anything no more.
Mm-hmm. Sir, that says a lot. I really appreciate that still a traditional way of advertising still works for you. However, right now, Google is the biggest word of mouth out there. So one good
right,
thing
I did pretty good at it. I'm a 4.8, 4.9 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Once I add pitches on it, I'll be at the top of the page again. There's
mm-hmm.
other door companies here that are much, much larger than me, that they're usually
uh-huh.
down about fifth, sixth, seventh, and I'm usually at the top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So overall, you are satisfied with those services that you have
no,
right
I'd
now.
Rather put every door that goes in Detroit in, but, you know, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm pretty much a commercial company, not a residential. So if, like, residential needed it, that would put me at the top. So, you know, Susie Homemaker calls and needs a garage door, that would be wonderful. But when Ford Motor Company calls and needs a door, they're sure the heck not going to Google me.
I understand.
So I'm heavily, heavily in the commercial department.
In commercial department.
Yeah, so I do all the commercial projects, commercial buildings, commercial companies. I don't do a lot of the I do residential because I have to. Not that I want to. They're little doors. They're irritating, and I'd rather do the big monster ones. Now, I don't know where you're from, but I'm in the Detroit area here, and we still have a lot of commercial here. They haven't fully killed Detroit yet.
I see. Sir, for our reference, what keywords are you on the first page of results for?
I don't know. All I got to do is, I got a guy redoing it right now. He done so many Google accounts, and even his own, he's in there changing them all the way around. He's doing doors, springs,
yeah,
cables,
springs,
commercial. He's putting all that. He's putting all that type of stuff in.
Well,
openers.
We can actually let us expand your first page exposure
I'll
with additional
you what,
keywords.
You. My name's Tom. Now here, I want you to go look at my look. I want you to look at my page. You tell me. I'll give you an address. You send me something. I'll give you my email address. All right.
Oh.
And you
yeah,
take a look. You take a look at my account.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm getting it changed around at the moment.
All right.
But you can look at it and see what you can do.
Certainly. Tom, I'll be very happy to provide you an email or however, is this something that you are interested in? Well, if you do see the volume,
I could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could be because I can build a door all day long. I can build your Harley Davidson motorcycle, my eyes closed.
There we know.
When it comes to computers, the stupid little things,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how something can piss you off so bad, be so damn fragile.
Fair enough. I understand. Well, Tom, if you do see the value, I would recommend you take a moment to look at it now. That way, if you do decide you want to secure the position, you are at least able to do so. How does that sound?
Listen, take my email down. That way I have you and I got you. And then we'll start talking. I'll tell you what you can do, what I have.
Yeah.
You can email me and say, Tom, we can do this, 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 and that. We see what you mm-hmm. can do. We see where we can do it. Right now, I'm growing. I'm growing daily. I'm taking accounts from big companies, and pretty soon I'm going to have too much work to where, and the hardest thing getting anybody right now to do, God bless you, you're working, is getting anybody in here that's worth a darn getting on a truck and turn some wrenches. Pretty soon I'll have more work than I can actually handle. Dude, nobody really wants to work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sir, do you also offer, you know, an automatic door?
Yeah.
Do you also do that? Oh, that's a hard-to-find service. And, sir, actually, Tom, I'll be very happy to send you an email. However, the reason we are contacting you today, Quality Overhead Door Corporation, is because we just had a position open up within our company for your category. So we are speaking with everyone in Michigan, okay? So looking for just one. So once we find them, we close out the area.
You know, I just got the same sales line from Angie's List. We're looking for a door company in your area. We just had a new opening, and I tried it for about a week, and I hated it. And I had to cancel because they're irritating.
Yeah, sir, you know the results. So basically on our end, definitely we need to provide you results in order for us to keep our long relationship with you. So why not hear the, you know, what we can do for you, and you can actually move forward from there. fair enough.
Well, that's what I want to know.
Yes.
You think you could do something for me? Take a look. You got my email. You have the number. See what you can do for me. Give me some, present me with something that's going to, that has something. You know, I don't want to just talk.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
I
mean, you guys are in the advertising talking business, so see what you can do. I mean, if you come in here and you see where I'm weak at and what could be done,
mm-hmm.
and you show me, hey, proof's in the pudding, all right?
Mm-hmm, right.
But again, I don't want it so much work because it's so hard to get people at the moment.
Yeah.
That I've already have two trucks on the road and they're just, and I can't get any more. There's a third truck I'm looking at right now because I can't get anybody to get in it. So if I get more work, you know what I mean? It really doesn't matter. I can have everybody in the world want me to work on their doors, put doors in, but if I can't get the people, mm-hmm. I don't care how much I offer people. I've hired guys, with years of experience on here, they work for a couple of days. Mm. They're gone.
They're gone. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I pay them better than where they were at or where they're going now.
So how do you deal with, how do you deal with those manpower issues?
How do I get over it?
Yeah.
We work longer hours. We put our customers off. So I got two trucks that start about 7:30 in the morning and are working 9:30 at night. Just try to. And myself, I'm running all over doing the sales and everything else,
mm-hmm.
and the two trucks are running. That's how we're getting around it. Are we looking for people? Oh, yes. I find a young person that actually wants to work
mm-hmm.
and tired of, getting free handouts. We take them underneath our arm. We got a new guy coming aboard. He's eager as heck,
mm-hmm.
and he's 19. He did all this, and he says, the heck with that. He wants to get to work. He wants to earn a trade.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we offered, not only do we make your house look good, we offer security, too.
I understand. I also, Tom, I understand the tough recruitment market nowadays, and I would, I'm actually confident that this kind of advertisement on the first page of Google will also address your manpower issues. Since your company will be based on the first page of Google, there are also people who are looking for jobs, like, event technicians for your door business.
Well, we've advertised everywhere you can advertise, and... I've been in this business around Detroit area, Michigan area for 35 years. I'm well known. Yeah, I've been doing this.
Well,
I've been started out in a truck and worked my way up to where I own things.
Yeah, I believe you are the sole owner of the business, right?
My son.
Your son, okay. And with that, I believe that you can also, can you make the final purchasing decision on behalf of your son today?
I can do anything I want, but first of all, I want you to take a look and see if you can give me strength. I don't want to hear talk. I want to hear, right now, the Google works. I get people in here find me on Google, and all the local things. Oh gosh, it's kind of like every city around here's got like their own little Angie's List type thing in the cities, and
mm-hmm.
and it's. And like I said again, I'm afraid to take on too much work because I will PO a customer and I won't have that customer back. I'm staying small and I'm growing. I'm letting the company push me. If I get out there and be number one in algorithm on the page,
uh-huh.
I got more calls. I got less time, I got less people, and I'm upsetting people.
I see.
Just in the last week, we landed 4 or 5 big accounts.
Wow, congratulations.
And that didn't come from Google, that came from word of mouth of people working there, and they were monster accounts, and it's,
mm-hmm.
it's going to take everything to keep up with those.
Oh, that's good to hear. And how far are you booked out, if may ask?
We're always booked about 2 weeks. A lot of work I will not take on.
Okay.
Because if I'm booked 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. So that means here with our program, Tom, it's not like we flip a switch and overwhelm you, but we provide you with a steady flow. So a lot of our clients were intimidated by being overwhelmed by business. But what they have found is that by using our program, they're able to increase their profit margins by cherry-picking the business they want. All right. So,
yeah.
So that's why I would like to figure out some information and to see on how we can further help you and from there, you can actually move forward. I'd like to ask, Tom, in terms of miles, okay, how far are you willing to travel for a new client?
Depending on the client, if it's a residential home, I think it's 30 miles. If it's commercial, you've gone as far as 50.
30 miles for residential?
Yeah, at the most, I mean, 20, 30 miles. There's so many houses and garages around us. Remember, this is the Motor City. Everybody, we built cars here in Detroit. Everybody worked for the big three, built garages, burger cars.
So, and you can handle more business, right?
Well, that's a yes or no question on it. Do I want more business? Yes.
Yes, of course.
I mean, can I handle more business? Like I said, I've already got two trucks working their butts off. I'm looking at a beautiful F-350 work truck sitting here ready to go right now. I can't get anybody to get into it.
Yeah, that's good. That's a very good
point. Well, no, I can't get a worker. I'm trying to steal mm-hmm. from other companies. Other companies are trying to steal from everybody else. It's cutthroat up here. So basically, it's a worker's paradise. I wish I had this problem because if I see another door company, I'll pull over and try hiring those guys. And the guys in my trucks, they've had companies pull up to them and try stealing them.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, just cannot get workers.
Yeah. Well, Tom, you know what? Placing your company name on the local map section of Google will also address your manpower issues, since your business will be seen on the first page of Google. And based on what you have told me, this is an exclusive listing I will be filling today. I believe you see the value in having your business on the first page of Google, right?
Well, like I said, if I go in there and update it, add pictures and everything, I'm on first page number one. If I don't update it, then I start falling down further. Have I had time to work on it in the last couple of weeks? No, I'm probably first page, but I'm probably down lower.
Okay, so here's the thing. You know what? I'm very confident, Tom, that we can actually provide you a better service at a lower cost. And you know what? You are going to be a great candidate for this. Let me just pull up the details on this listing, as well as the pricing and any questions that you may have, okay? So please bear with me, Tom, as I'm going to address it to you. Okay, so...
Quality overhead door, Garden City, Michigan.
Yeah.
Where you can find
I have your mail pricing director, Jess, jumping on the line to answer any questions that you may have, okay? All right.
Hi, Tom.